This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the war room. I'm your warlord, baby. Your relentless Trump warrior. Son of a butcher. American made and proud of it. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your fortune. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers right now, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Eagle, American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. How do you like that? You just check out some information about precious metals, which you need to own, by the way. You need to own. And in return for that, you get a free American Silver Eagle worth about $20 worth of silver. Great gift for your kids to play with and learn how to, you know, decide the value of money, start their coin collections. They'll get very excited by it. I just wish my parents had done this for me. I never collected coins in my life. I knew nothing about it. What a great hobby. I keep meeting people who are worth millions and millions of dollars, and I say, how'd you become worth millions and millions of dollars? And they say, my parents got me a coin, and I started a collection, and today my coins are worth $8 million. You know, I keep running into people who are 40 and 50 years old, and they've got, you know, $8 or $10 million worth of coins because they were collecting since they were 5 years old, and they held all of them. They've never sold one yet. They're rich because they started collecting coins. Give it to your kids, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to take your call, so give us a ring. So we're back to the MS-13 scandal. You know, Trump got them in a trap, and they fell for it. He called them animals, and people who are in MS-13 are animals, so I love it. I love it. The liberals are in a corner now. Kellyanne Conway demands an apology from the press. AP deletes the tweet. CNN clarifies. Chuck Schumer dragged on Twitter, attacked on Twitter for comparing all our great-great-grandparents to MS-13 gang members. Wow. It was Andrea Mitchell who started it all, NBC icon Andrea Mitchell. And she falsely said Trump called all immigrants illegals. And then several equated Trump to Hitler. And then even the left-leaning AP had to delete their tweet. But Schumer doubled down, this time hilariously comparing all of our great-great-grandparents to MS-13 gang members. And so Chuck Schumer said that when all of our great-great-grandparents come to America, they weren't animals, and these people aren't either. Bethany Mandel said, my great-great-grandparents weren't gang members who raped and hacked women to death. CapTool73 at Twitter said, apparently Gangs of New York is Chuck's favorite film. Gangs of New York, that was a great one. They were all out there with meat cleavers slicing each other up and cutting off each other's you-know-what. Yeah, here's Rob Morton on Twitter. Yeah, but our great-great-grandparents waited in line and came over legally, not jumping a fence or being driven in an 18-wheeler over the border. Big difference, Chucky, big difference. Dreamweaver, 1984, said, you, sir, are spreading lies. He was talking about MS-13. Your attempt to manipulate this is extremely disturbing. You need to remove this tweet and you need to apologize. Michael at Delathor said, my great-great-grandparents were already here. My family's been in the U.S. since the beginning. One of the original families. So now what? They left Europe because of oppression. The government's had on us. They fought taxation without representation. They tossed out tea. Bethany Mandel says, too bad for the narrative you're building. Trump was talking about MS-13 gang members, not all undocumented immigrants. So you get the idea. They put their foot in it. And I think Trump's going to win this battle big. This, you know what this reminds me of? I told you before, it reminded me kind of Dukakis in the debate. But it also reminds me when Dukakis said that he wouldn't ask for the death penalty, would not ask for the death penalty if someone murdered his wife and wouldn't want to kill the guy personally. And that was the dumbest thing you could ever say. And it also reminds me of the kind of battle Trump got in earlier. What was the battle Trump got in? God, it was in my mind. One second, the first time this happened in 2 years on radio. I've never forgotten in mid-sentence what I was going to tell you about. But there was some battle Trump had in the last 2 years where Democrats all thought he had said something terrible, and he won the battle because the average person said, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I can think of other examples. Ben Carson made some comment about Muslims. He would not want to see a Muslim in the White House as president of the United States, and everybody thought, oh, my God, Ben Carson's career is over. His political career is over, and he went up like 6 points the next day in the polls. And Trump did that 100 times. I'll think of it before the show's over. There's a great analogy that Trump talked about, and everybody freaked out, and he was right about it. I'll come up with it. Another great Trumpism, President Trump vows full funding for the border wall, threatens a government shutdown if Congress doesn't step up. My buddy told me about that. My buddy Lee is a great friend of President Trump, and he knows that Trump thinks, just like I do, but he's even better. He's even better. And Lee said that Trump only stopped the government shutdown last time over the omnibus spending bill and agreed to sign it because it fully funded the military so he could do everything he wants all around the world and show how strong America is and prevent war, peace through strength, and rebuild the military. He did it just, he sacrificed just for the military, but he said he'll never do it again. He will shut down government in a second over the wall. And that's what he's threatening to do right now. So they better not screw with him, because I'm telling you, Trump is spoiling for a fight, and he'll do it. He'll do it. I would do it. I would do it in a second. He's threatened a government shutdown if Congress does not agree to hand over full funding for the border wall in the next budget proposal. And my buddy Lee said that, too. He said, this omnibus bill is only now in the middle of the spring, but the real budget battle is going to be in September, right before the election. And Trump's going to get everything he wants right before the election. You watch. And Trump said, now we're going for the full funding for the wall. We're going to try and get that as soon as possible. So I love that. I think that's great. Giuliani puts the corrupt Mueller team on notice. We're ready to rip them apart if that's what they want. Rip them apart. Former federal prosecutor and New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani was on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News last night. And he said, we're ready to rip them apart. What is your optimal timeline for this to wrap up, she said. Rudy said, they should do it today. I mean, as soon as possible. I think they have the facts from which they can write their report. If they can write a fair report, then write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it. We will combat it. We are ready to rip it apart. We're ready to rip them apart if that's what they want. We'd rather peacefully settle this and get it over with. And this is why the mainstream media is after Rudy. He destroys the left. They know it. They want him gone. He's just too effective. However, he wasn't very effective when he ran for president. He was like in and out of that campaign in a month. Reminded me of Scott Walker, another guy who, you know, the governor of Wisconsin was supposed to be such a great candidate. And then as soon as he hit the national campaign trail, he was gone in a month. He was dead. He just wasn't any good. I don't know why. Same thing with Giuliani. I think Giuliani's fantastic. But his presidential campaign was one of the biggest duds of all time. And then there was one more just like that. Who was the U.S. senator from Tennessee named Thompson who went on to be a star of Law and Order? I forgot his first name. Something Thompson. And I can't remember anymore. Fred Thompson, he died like 3 or 4 years ago. Fred Thompson. He had a beautiful wife. I don't know if you know that. His wife was like 30 years younger than him and stunning. And they hosted a radio show together and it bombed. And I don't know whatever happened to the wife, but they had twins or three kids with the wife. And then Fred passed away because he was just an old guy. He was very old. She was very young and very beautiful. Fred did okay. So in his last years, Fred said, thank you, God. Fred did okay. And then he left. Then he left the earth. But he had a lousy presidential campaign. Just lousy. And I remember when he announced for president, it was so exciting, and I thought he was a great candidate. And you just don't know until they hit the campaign trail, and then you find out they're not great. Fred announced on one of the big talk shows, I think it was the Tonight Show. I think it was Jay Leno in those days. I think he announced on Jay Leno's show, and the crowd gave him this gigantic standing ovation. He said, I'm entering for president of the United States, and the crowd goes insane! And his campaign was over like 3 days later. You know, all that excitement on one show, and then everyone realizes you're a dud. And that's the end of it. Other news out there, Hawaii's volcano in the last couple hours has sent an explosive eruption. It sent ash plumes soaring and prompts all kinds of really scary warnings from the government, that the National Weather Service, issuing an ash fall advisory. How would you like to live in that, an ash fall advisory? And they're reporting that people should shelter in place, and they're urging them to get out of the, you know, get away from the fresh air, because the fresh air isn't so fresh. It's got plumes of poison ash in the air. And they're scared that the worst is yet to come. They hear pebbles hitting the roof. They thought it was raining, and it was pebbles, you know, being thrown out of the volcano. So a lot of stuff going on. The CIA confirms Haspel. Gina Haspel is the new head of the CIA. It's what Trump wanted. However, I'm not so sure. I'm not a big fan. Because, you know, there's a good question. Was she involved in Trump's new CIA? She's the new Trump CIA chief. Was she involved in the secret spying on the Trump campaign? Well, at the CIA, that's a $1 million question. The White House being charged, a lot of liberals say not enough immigrants being allowed in. And the White House says, what are you talking about? There's 10.7 million legal immigrants and refugees allowed in just the past 10 years. That's an addition to 11.3 million illegals here. Crazy. And meanwhile, there's going to be a vote in the next couple of days on DACA amnesty. And I don't know where this is going. If they give them full funding of the wall, I guess I can live with it. But I just don't think you should go for it under any circumstance. Except maybe full funding of the wall. And there were other things I wanted too. You got to end chain migration. You got to end the visa lottery. Wow. There's a lot of stuff you need to get done if you want to give them DACA. And you got to be very careful what DACA really means. You can give them DACA and not give them anything. Maybe they don't make it through the DACA process. Make it tough.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about $1 a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne on the Root War now. Blue Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Wonderful sunglasses. So great that they've sold 20 million pairs. You know something's good when they sell 20 million. As stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more, they look great on both men and women. They provide the best eye protection you could own, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light, especially the blue light. That's the really damaging light, the cause of many eye diseases. They block it all out. The most protective sunglasses you can own, though, you can hit a lens with a hammer, and the lens will not shatter on a blue blocker sunglass. We've even heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they could be blind today. So, toll free. Call them right now. Order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95. Joe Sugarman is the founder of Blue Blockers, the type of guy that has sold, at this point, I would guess, in the billions of dollars on TV, on radio, on mail order catalogs, on the internet. He's specialized in finding products that are, like, you know, state of the art, incredible, super, super cool products at a very, very remarkably, ridiculously low price that shocks people. So call him. $39.95 for two pairs. So get two pairs of sunglasses for you and your loved one, you and your girlfriend, you and your husband, you and your wife, whoever it is, your significant other. Two pairs for $39.95. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carrying case and neck strap. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. It's summer. Look at it. It's beach weather. Get out there and get your sunglasses on, your blue blockers. Call toll-free. 800-722-7777. One incredible pair for 32 for 20 each. 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. Every time I say that, I want to say 77 Sunset Strip. I always want to say that. It just seems natural. We've got Megan Barth in studio, looking like a workout girl in her workout outfit. Reagan, know, right? Babe. Hello, Reagan, babe.
Hello.
Don't you look like a workout girl? You look like a workout
girl. I guess.
Yeah, I guess that could be like a workout Barbie.
Yes, workout Barbie. Chris, our board op, is like licking his lips right now.
So I have to say this. So my friend's in, well, he's not in Toys R Us because they went BK, but he's in some toy aisle of some store, and he sends me this picture, and it is of a feminist Barbie who has butch short hair.
Mm. Does it say like liberal Barbie, commie Barbie, Marxist Barbie?
Feminist Barbie. Yeah, and then
even to liberals, feminist means ugly. Is that the deal?
I guess. And then he sends me a picture of this. I guess he is a gay black guy that's a Barbie, and it has eyeliner on. So I'm thinking it's like the black Eric Schneiderman.
I was about to ask, how did you know that he's gay? But he's got a man with eyeliner
on. I can't remember. I think it said like. What did it say? I'll have to look at the picture again.
Gay Barbie.
I think it was Gay Ken or something.
Gay Ken, yeah. Happy Ken. It said Happy Ken.
Happy Ken.
Got it. All right.
Hairstylist Ken.
And there you have proof why Toys R Us went out of business. There it is right there. Yeah. Trying to be politically correct. Doesn't work. Nobody wants it. All right. Megan Barth in studio. Our website's ReaganBabe.com. Yeah. She looks like Workout Babe today. Are you coming to or from Workout?
I don't look like this before a workout. Right. I hope I don't.
All right. She's trying to look,
after this, I guess
she's trying to look stylish workout bit. All right. So amazing stories today. The leaks come out in the IG Horowitz study. What would you call it? The report.
The
IG Horowitz report. What's his first name? Everywhere it says IG Horowitz, IG Horowitz. But what's his first name? You don't know either.
I'm just going to go on David.
Yes. David Horowitz. No, that's not David Horowitz.
I know.
But Horowitz has a great report. Whatever his first name is a great report. He's a Democrat, you know, registered Democrat. And his report on McCabe was so honest and so raw and so good. And now if the leaks are correct, he's saying there are reasonable grounds that the FBI violated federal criminal law in their handling of the Hillary investigation. So this guy Horowitz is like a one-man wrecking crew for truth and reality for the Democratic Party.
Well, that's what IGs are supposed to be.
Supposed to be, but you know they're all corrupt. It's hard to believe anyone in the deep state would be on our side.
Yeah, I think, you know who had one of the most, if not the most, empty IG positions in the administration?
Who's that?
Obama. Yeah, of course, because they're the watchdogs.
Right. And nobody was watching Obama.
That's right.
There was a lot to watch. That was a criminal, man.
Well, the MSM wouldn't watch Obama. They were watching everything else.
Did you see the letter? You don't read the RJ, so you don't know the letter to the editor that was in 2 days ago. It was like, Wayne Root said that Trump is erasing Obama like he was never there, and that's the greatest thing about the administration. And the guy went on to do like 6 paragraphs why Obama was the greatest president in American history, and I'm a fool.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know.
He came up with 6 paragraphs of stuff?
People are just mentally deranged. What else can I tell you?
Writing a letter with 6 paragraphs.
But I'm saying forget that. It's just anyone who thinks that Obama was the greatest president in American history is mentally deranged.
Well, what economic factors or what are they basing that on?
Oh, jobs. He created millions of jobs.
What about ISIS? Oh, that was climate change and they just needed jobs.
No,
it's like the MS-13 argument. Just give them jobs.
No, but answer back with a great fact. They were jobs. Minimum wage with no health insurance. That's why you need Obamacare.
Oh, right.
None of them provided health insurance.
Or 3 part-time jobs because you couldn't find a full-time job.
I mean, let's say you graduate Harvard and you spend $75,000 a year at Harvard. And the only thing that's out there is a job for a gardener mowing a lawn. Is that a job? No, it's not a job. There were no jobs for 8 years for people with college degrees. None. Under Obama. None.
Unless you went into work for government.
Right. But don't forget, he used the IRS to try and destroy my life. And did it with many other people.
Yeah.
Many other people. Many other organizations. Great president. Great man. Wayne Allyn Root. War Now. We'll be right back. More with Megan Barth. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or 2 pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War Now!
You know USA Radio News.
Hawaii's Kili'ayu volcano erupted before dawn today, shooting ash about 30,000 feet in the sky. Now, the explosion at the mountain summit came shortly before 4 a.m., following 2 weeks of volcanic activity that sent lava flows into neighborhoods and destroyed at least 26 homes. Michelle Coombs is with the USGS. She says we can expect more of this to happen in the weeks to come.
Because the situation, as I said, is dynamic, so you can have, the event such as we saw this morning. It's a short-lived event. It might, it may have relieved pressure temporarily, but we expect that these kinds of, like I said, that, more groundwater may be getting into the system, and we expect that similar events could continue.
Brent crude oil today topped $80 a barrel for the first time since November of 2014. The market is said to be concerned about these sanctions on Iran. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. More now, Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products. You know, I'm a health nut. I wasn't born with a voice that would last 15 hours a week on the radio, so thank goodness I take a lot of vitamins and I work out 2 hours a day and I take my Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products. There's no question everybody needs omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It's a big debate. Purity Products kills it, baby. There's no debate anymore. Why would you debate? They give you, in one tiny little pill, both krill oil and fish oil. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love, and if that wasn't enough, it can boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. And Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle, only on the Wayne Root Show. If you get a free bottle, the debate's over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. I fight for my listeners, and I got you all a free bottle. So just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle right now. What do you got to lose? This thing is great. I take it every day, and it's free. Call 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392. Thank you, Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products, for sponsoring the show. All right. Welcome back, Megan Barth.
It's Michael Horowitz.
Michael Horowitz. There's his name. All right. Another nice Jewish boy.
That's
who's doing a good job.
David Michael.
Doing a good job for Donald Trump. But he's a Democrat, and his job as Inspector General, of course, is not to do a good job for Trump or the Democrats. It's to be honest and just figure out if bad things happen and advise prosecution if bad things happen. And he's doing that with McCabe. He's doing that with Comey. He's doing that with the FBI leadership. And Democrats must be, what would my grandmother have said? Plotting. Plotting. Plotting on themselves. Let's get back to the whole MS-13 thing, because I talked about that a lot in the first hour. And I want to get Megan's take on it. I think we just, first of all, I thought we were going to win the election anyway in November. Mm-hmm. And in 2020, it's a lifetime away, but I think Trump's going to win by a landslide. But this is a great issue. I think the Democrats completely, in the words of MS-13, they slit their throats. That's what Democrats do. They slit their own throats. MSNBC does these terrible things to people. They slit throats. And Democrats are in the position of, like, defending MS-13 while at the same time they lie about what Trump said and claim he said it about all immigrants, which he didn't. And Trump is saying, Trump is a great theory. Never apologize. Never. Never apologize. So he didn't apologize. He said, I'm always going to call them animals. They're animals. Great line. Winning line.
Yeah. And here's how complicit the press is in just creating the narrative. They could have watched the video. It took, all of 30 seconds. They could have read the transcript before they decided to tweet out AP, CNN, MSNBC, and every hack reporter that works for those organizations, took the narrative and ran with it. And as Winston Churchill said, a lie travels much faster around, or faster, what's it, is a lie
faster around the world,
faster around the world, yeah, than you can put your, I think it's pants,
well, then
on. The truth can put its pants on.
Yeah.
And that's exactly...
Because they're like my dog. Pacino just ran into greet you, right? Mm-hmm. Pacino's like... right? That's what Democrats are like for Trump. Did Trump say... what did Trump say? I got you.
And even Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Chuck Schumer. They're like dogs.
Rabid,
Democrats are dogs.
Salivating, crazed dogs.
I prefer rabid skunks. That's what Democrats are. Rabid skunks.
And if this is what we have to run against, keep doing it.
Exactly. The more they talk, the dumber they sound.
Well, the less credibility they have. And the less credibility... I mean, the press's credibility has to be in the gutter. They're with the creepy porn star lawyer right along the gutter. And, if they had any objectivity, just an ounce of objectivity, they would have looked into the background of Michael Avenatti. Why did it take a constitutional lawyer by the name of Robert Barnes from Las Vegas, Nevada?
That's where Robert Barnes?
Yeah, he's a Las Vegas
Who is he? What's his deal?
Oh, he's great. You have to follow him on Twitter.
He's just a lawyer in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
And how did he know that $8 million was deposited in the account of Avenatti? How would you know that?
He looked up a bunch of financial records, and then there were some other people that jumped in, and here we have this whole... I mean, they're obviously records that are filed, I guess, in lawsuits, right, that are probably available for FOIA requests.
I don't know. Does someone know what's deposited in my bank account? How do you know what's deposited in Avenatti's bank account? How do you know $8 million is deposited?
If you transfer so much money, it gets the awareness of government. If you deposit $10,000 in your bank account, a bell goes off.
Yeah, the government gets warned. I understand. But you should know that I did it. How would you know as an individual citizen that I did it? I'm wondering how this guy. Well, I love the guy, Barnes, but how did he find out that Avenatti is $8 million? I have no idea. Because when Avenatti found out that Michael Cohen had $500,000. I kept saying that was leaked from Mueller's investigation. That's the only way you would have known.
By a dirty cop, supposedly.
Right, but who leaked to Barnes what's in the account of Avenetti?
I don't think that... you had to ask me a question with an answer I don't know. It was Robert Barnes and others who came up with a bunch of information regarding, one, Michael Avenetti squatting in a Newport Beach house for months, not paying the $100,000 rent.
He was squatting in a house? He wasn't paying rent?
You never even heard that?
No.
Oh, my God, I'll dig up the story.
Avenetti was
squatting. Yeah, he's a squatter. He's a scumbag squatter.
But he made millions of dollars and paid no tax on him. Why couldn't he have the money to pay for rent? I mean, it's bizarre.
He's a squatter. Do you think the guy, I mean, when you listen to the guy, if you can stomach it,
yeah,
and look at the guy, does he look like an upstanding citizen?
I hear this new reality show being pitched on major network TV.
I don't even want it.
It's Avenatti against Anthony Scaramucci.
I know.
I think we should put him as roommates in a pink house or something.
Yeah, how is Avenatti going to do it? From, you know, the California bar is looking at, they should remove his law.
Well,
life.
That's why he's looking at reality TV shows. He's got to make a living somehow.
he's somehow evaded a criminal arrest.
It's coming. It's coming. If you can get rid of Jeff Sessions.
If you can do a show behind bars,
if you get rid
great.
Of Jeff Sessions.
Right.
But I think Chuck Schumer gave us the line of the year when he said in his tweet that about Trump talking about MS-13 being animals, Chuck Schumer said, you know, my great-great-great-grandparents, all of our great-great-great-great-grandparents came to America, and they were immigrants, and they were not animals.
They didn't jump a fence.
Right.
They didn't murder people. You know, we're all a nation. You know, my great-great-grandparents, immigrants as well, okay? We are all immigrants. But the difference is we didn't, you know, murder and rape and beat people's heads in and tear people's heads out.
Right.
And we didn't cross illegally.
Right.
We weren't sent in a semi across the Texas border. We didn't jump a fence. We didn't swim the Rio Grande. And we didn't live in the shadows.
Now, my grandfather was very grumpy. But he didn't kill anybody. Very grumpy. And that's where I probably get my grumpiness from, okay? He was a businessman.
He's a grumpy cat.
Yeah, he was a bit. Look who's talking. Yeah. Just spit on herself. She couldn't take it. Just can't take the truth. That's the thing. Grumpy.
I have maybe once been grumpy.
Once. No, more than once you were grumpy.
Well,
while you were here doing my radio show.
Grumpy.
But my grandfather was a grumpy businessman, and he was very deaf, very hard of hearing, and he wore a hearing aid. And no matter what you said to him, if you were right up against him, you could say, "Hi, Grandpa," and he'd say, "What?" He was always, "What?" Right? So one day, he was like eight rooms away, and I said to my sister, "He is the grumpiest SOB in the world." And eight rooms away, he said, "I heard that!" And that was when I realized the whole thing was like a fake scam, right? He could hear everything everybody was saying from the very beginning.
He only wanted to hear what he wanted to hear.
But he wasn't MS-13, so you can't call him an animal, right? He was grumpy.
Yeah, so the Democrats now are protecting MS-13 members, basically just defaming and libeling like legal immigrants by equating them to...
Yeah, all immigrants are the same as MS-13. Right. Whether you kill people, whether you have tattoos all over your face, it's all the same. You're from another country.
Yeah, rip people's hearts out. Just call them the Aztecs or the Incas.
You believe in Sharia law. You're all the same. It's all the same.
Oh, it's just a ritual. Yeah. They're going to start normalizing this behavior as ritualistic.
Exactly. But, you know, my grandparents were German Jews. You weren't here when I told you I revealed my DNA test yesterday.
No.
Oh, yeah. So everyone I've ever seen who has a DNA test, it always says, like, 30% this, 20% that, 12% this, 2% that. Mine comes back and it says 99% Jewish European. And the 1% had not, it was so insignificant they couldn't say what it was. So I'm just 99% Jewish European. And it's funny because everyone says, everyone tries to argue with me. I've argued for 20 years, Judaism's not a religion, it's a race. Well, if your DNA comes back European, mine didn't come back European, it came back Jewish European. So it's a race. Judaism is a race, according to DNA experts.
Wow.
According to, what's that place that does your DNA, that online site that the Mormon Church runs? What's that called again? Ancestry.com.
Oh, the Mormon Church runs it?
Yeah, they do. Oh, they do. Yeah, they got everybody's ancestry all locked
so
up.
So did you like it? I want to do it.
Well, I always wanted to know. I thought maybe I'd come back 2% black, 3% Latino. Who the hell knows, you know?
Well, what's that compared?
I came back 99% Jewish European. There's no doubt what I am, you know, no doubt at all.
I thought you might have had some Italian with you.
Yeah, I know. I know. There's no intermarriage in my entire line. It's just 100% Jewish. What can I tell you? Yes, the gold chains and the Trans Am, that has to be the 1%. But as I said yesterday, I think I'm 99% Jewish and 1% Texan. Because I have that Texas boldness and brashness.
And you do wear boots.
I do wear boots, and I do love the Dallas Cowboys, so there I just kind of think I'm Texan. But in any case, I think that was a terrible faux pas by Schumer. And I'm sure, by the way, when Schumer is asked to call for it on the carpet, he's going to say, no, I was responding to the fact that I believe Trump was referring to all immigrants as animals. But that's not what Trump said.
But,
it's a
yeah,
fact.
I don't
that's
care what you
said.
Think he said. I don't care how you feel. The fact.
But he'll say I wasn't referring to MS-13 is all he will say to get out of it. Now, if you're a Republican, you never get out of it. But if you're a Democrat, you get out of everything.
It was a political trial balloon that came down like the Hindenburg.
Right. It did not work, and I think it will work for us. I think it's going to be great for us.
That's going to be
wonderful. I think he's up in the polls right now upon this scandal coming out. So it's great. I mean, look at all this stuff coming out. Look at we discussed the IG report from was it
Michael?
Michael Horowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Michael. Nice Jewish boy, Horowitz.
It's supposed to just light D.C. up.
I wonder what percent of DNA is Jewish in Horowitz. If I'm 99%, he's probably 100%. But the deep state FBI spied on Mike Flynn for a $45,000 Russian speech, but not on Bill Clinton for a $500,000 Russian speech. Just another example of how it is a double standard, Megan Bart.
Well, right, and that's the problem when you just start creating laws or ignoring laws in order to protect your political friends on the same aisle. I mean, Hillary Clinton should be in jail, much like the kid on the submarine, the naval officer that happened to have a picture on his phone. She had 26 email addresses, a hidden server. She bleach bit her server. She did everything with classified information you're not supposed to do because she didn't have intent.
What does that mean, bleach bit a server? What does that mean? She poured bleach on the
like
server?
Like wipe it with a cloth?
No, but that was a joke. But what does bleach bit mean? Is that a joke?
Oh, I know.
Do you pour bleach over to destroy it? Is that what it is?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, you just destroy all the
But the point is she destroyed it after a subpoena. How do you not go to jail for that? All right, Wayne Allery War Now with Megan Barth. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And, by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne on the Root, last segment of hour number two. Coming up, of course, in about 15 minutes is my Newsmax television show. Newsmax TV channel 349, DirecTV channel 216 Dish. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this last segment of the show. In the past few weeks, we've seen an uptick of natural disasters, tornadoes in Alabama, earthquakes off the coast of Oregon, earthquake in California, and most importantly, this volcano erupting big time today, just today. In the Big Island of Hawaii. No matter where you live, disasters like these are the reason every American needs to prepare. You got to have survival food. You got to survive a bad incident. You can't wait for government. You can't rely on government to arrive and to save you, to ride in like the cavalry. They don't do it. This is the day to build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. That's right, two for one. Buy one, get one free. Take action now, 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Food lasts up to 25 years in storage. Both two-week emergency food kits are shipped free discreetly to your home. Supplies of this buy one, get one free are limited. 888-524-6540. Preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. All right, so the deep state was spying on Mike Flynn. They were planting spies for Donald Trump inside the campaign. And now we know that the FBI violated federal criminal law in the Bureau's handling of the Hillary investigation. By the way, we know who the deep state plant was. It was Bill Clinton's classmate and later on an advisor to his administration. Yeah. So kind of amazing. I thought they were going to say it was an Obama classmate. I was going to say, whoa, might be my classmate at Columbia. Who is the guy? But I don't know.
The only person from Columbia that might know him.
Yeah, right. The only one at Columbia ever met Obama. You know, there were stories in the newspaper. There was a photo of Obama. The only one of him ever at Columbia, ever, was him at his off-campus apartment with his roommate who admits he was an illegal alien Pakistani drug dealer.
Oh.
Yeah, sold cocaine. Oh. That's what he admits, wow. The guy. So he just, of all the people in the world, I went to Columbia for 4 years, never met an illegal alien, never met a Pakistani, never met a drug dealer, and this guy, Obama, shows up at Columbia, claims he's there.
Out of the park.
Yeah. Claims he's there and lives with an illegal from Pakistani.
Illegal, yeah. Drug dealer.
Wait, and we probably should, I'm sure Muslim too, right? Pakistani, I'm sure he's Muslim.
Well,
so that's Obama's roommate.
Well, that
where did he get that roommate from? You got to be kidding me. This was Obama. It always works. This guy
he's probably part of the Chum Gang. Maybe he met him in the Chum Gang fraternity.
Can't you see the two of them blowing smoke rings in the air?
Right.
Well, someone called me.
Picture of that?
No, there's no picture of that, but somebody did call me. From Columbia, one of my classmates, and say, you're wrong. We have heard you for years saying nobody ever witnessed Obama at Columbia, and I know I saw him. This is what the guy's saying. I said, really, where'd you see him? Across the street in the bar, right in the bar, I walked in the bar, and he was at the bar blowing smoke rings in the air. And I know, my memory says that was Obama. That's the only sighting I've ever heard of Barack Obama at Columbia. He thinks he saw him 30 years ago blowing smoke rings in the air, and it probably was him.
But there is a picture of him on the couch with a guy, and he has a cigarette.
That's the Pakistani.
That Pakistani? Yes, okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Everything was cigarettes, drugs, cocaine, marijuana. Don't forget Communist Party meetings in downtown in whatever it's called, Square. I forgot the name now. But it was, there's a square, Union Square, downtown. He attended Socialist Party meetings in Union Square. And I'm like, I went to Columbia 4 years. I didn't know there were Socialist Party meetings. I've never done pot in my life. I've never done cocaine. I've never known a drug dealer, at least not at Columbia. I never knew a drug dealer for sure. And I've never been around a Pakistani in my life. How does this guy score triple crown? He's not American as we see American. It's something weird about him. He is a Manchurian candidate. It's weird.
That's what I said yesterday.
I've just told the truth. That's all I've ever done. When people say, did you meet him at Columbia? No. Never met him, never saw him, never heard of him. And I did.
How many millions of dollars did he spend to seal his collegiate records?
I don't know that he spent anything to seal them.
No,
all you have to do is say, seal them, and that's it. They're sealed. You have to spend
There was something.
He spent millions to seal other records. I'm telling you, college, you just have to say sealed. But see, it doesn't matter. I'm sure George W. Bush said sealed, and yet they knew all his grades. It all came out. Someone working in the administration leaked his grades and John Kerry's grades, right? But no, and Al Gore's grades,
the
all leaked out.
Just full of a bunch of leakers and rats.
But even Kerry, they leak, but they won't leak Obama. How's that possible? No one's ever gotten near his.
Well, they
records.
Buried the Farrakhan picture when he was walking around with Farrakhan, palling around with Farrakhan.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at the course of history, even recent and past history. Carter, basically overthrew the Shah, stood with the mullahs. Then we have John Kerry, Longface. Standing with the mullahs, doing a deal behind Donald Trump's back, or trying to. We had Ted Kennedy sabotaging the deal behind Ronald Reagan's back with the communists. And then we had the Clintons that were standing alongside the PLO leader, Arafat, as he's screaming for calling Jews pigs and screaming for the extinction of the Jewish race. I mean, these photo ops and these optics and these facts from history don't really stand too strongly to say that, and let's not forget that the whole Progressive Caucus, the Farrakhan. No one ever denounces Farrakhan and says that's hate speech when he calls in these racist inflammatory statements against Jews and whites. You never hear the left accusing him of hate speech. Why is hate speech only a one-way street?
I don't know. Why did Obama never be seen at Columbia? I don't know. Mysteries of life. Obama's legacy. I want to write that book, Obama's Legacy, 300 blank pages.
Blank,
yeah. And that's Obama's library. It's going to be an empty library, no books?
There's a huge fight over it.
I know. And even the liberals don't want
it. It's going to take 40 years to build. It's going to cost like $3 billion. And we're not going to be
like Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised it isn't $10
trillion. Yeah.
Perfect for Obama. $10 trillion. And what's in the library? Nothing. There's no books. That's Obama. What are you doing there? You play golf and smoke pot. And you attend talks by socialist professors. That would be Obama's legacy.
Right next to Bill Ayer's house.
Yeah, Bill Ayer's house.
Save some money.
Yeah. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Thank you, Megan Barr.
You're welcome.
ReaganBabe.com. I'm Wayne Root at RootForAmerica.com. And when I come back, I will get in a suit, and it's time to go to Newsmax TV. We'll see you in a second.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.